Alright, I just finished up watching day 3 of the French Open. Monfils and Baez was an absolute battle. Love to see Monfils trying to piss some heart out there on the court. 5 sets with Baez. But we can go over some of these matches from today, and then we'll preview the slate for tomorrow. I'm not going to go over these matches too in depth. Well, from the matches from today. We got Jerry Delian. Jerry won 3-0. Wasn't really a tough battle at all. He faced 6 break points, didn't get broken on any of those. Then Delian faced 15. Not too surprised there. JJ Wolf was up 2-0 against Nishioka and ended up losing the match. All of his stats ended up going down. Like, he only landed like 45% of his first serve in the third and fourth set. Maybe injury concern there, not too sure. Tommy Paul dominated Dominic Stricker. Can't be too surprised because Tommy Paul is a much better player than Stricker when he's trying. And Tommy Paul usually tries pretty hard in Grand Slams. And with his movement, he should be pretty good on the clay. Nick Casper vs. Emer. We were on the under there today. Pretty easy W. Emer faced 16 break points, got broken 8 times. Casper Ruud got broken 3 times, faced 3 break points. Then we got Purcell versus Thompson. Purcell won 3-1. Most gross match in the world. 2 hard quarters, Australians playing on clay. Get me out of that. Don't even want to talk about it. Vasisori versus Kecmanovic. That was a 5.5 hour match, I think. Yeah, 5 hours and 10 minutes long. With a total of like 500 something points played. Absolutely ridiculous. Kecmanovic was up 2-0, was looking like an easy win for him. He was up 2 sets and a break twice. And then was up 5, it was tied 5-5. He was up 40 love to break again. And then Vavasasori ended up holding. And then Kecmanovic was up a mini break 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Had 4 match points. And ended up losing the match. Absolutely gross for Kecmanovic betters. He ended up cramping in the 5th set. He's not the most fit guy on tour. He had a match point on his serve in the 5th set as well. He was up a mini break in the tiebreaker. He was up 6-7. Ended up losing 11-9. Very long. Probably the longest match of the tournament. Or will be the longest match of the tournament. Then we got Molchan, I don't know if you'll say it. Versus Gaston. Molchan won 3-0, not too surprised. Gaston, fitness wasn't too high. Retired a couple weeks ago against, it was either Pedro Martinez or Minar. I think it was Martinez. So not too surprised that was a 3-0. Then we had Zverev versus Harris. Lloyd Harris was dealing with a injury once again in his leg. Zverev struggled in the first 2 sets. Couldn't break Harris at all. Then dominated the 3rd set 6-1. Then we got Bublik versus Zepiri. Zepiri won the 1st set 6-0. Then he lost the next 2 sets. And then Bublik did Bublik things and lost the next 2 sets. And kind of just blew up there in the 5th set. Now the best match of the day. Saibuth Wild versus Medvedev. Saibuth Wild was up 7-6. 6-6, and then in the tiebreaker here was up 6-4. Had a forehand in the middle of the court. Easy winner, and absolutely shanked it. Ended up choking the set after that. Then he got dominated in the 3rd set. I thought it was over. He looked kind of drained, and like mentally drained and physically. And then he just brought a new life out there in the 4th set. Broke Medvedev twice. And then in the 5th set, they broke each other 5 times, and then Saibuth Wild just ran away with it. Won it 3-2. He was like a plus 1,000 underdog. We were on him plus 8.5. Was a great win there. Then we got Rusev Warrior vs. Brer. Brer was up two sets and a break. Was up 1-0 in the fourth. And then didn't win a game after that. Lost 6-1. And then in the fifth set, he just kind of got... Well, he almost came back, actually. He was on a double, broke again, and then had two more break points to get the double break back. Still lost the match. Classic Frenchman choke. Strundalo versus Munar. It was looking like an easy win for Strundalo, and then Munar came back there in the second set, won 6-2. Third set was kind of iffy. Strundalo kind of looked, I don't know if he's still kind of tired from his run in Lyon against Arthur Fils. Will be interesting to see there. Then we got Holger Rune versus Eubanks. I'm absolutely sick about this match. I have no idea how Rune lost a set against Eubanks, but he did. Absolutely cost us a great day. But it's whatever. I didn't even see Pelia beat Halice, but good one for him. Won in five sets. It was probably a 4-hour match. 4 hours and 30 minutes. Also another grueling match, but it probably wasn't very physical. Halice is usually just either I hit a winner or an error. Then we got Gasquet versus Rinuknesh. Rinuknesh won the first set and then lost the second one and ran away with it in the third and fourth. Gasquet is just too old to play in Grand Slams. He can play for a good two sets, but today it was pretty sunny and he gassed out. I'm not too surprised because he's 37 or 38 now. He said he's plans on retiring next year in Paris. Then we got Taylor Fritz versus Mo. Taylor Fritz won 6-2, 6-1, 6-1. Mo coming back from a pretty bad injury in what tournament was that? Let me check. It was a bad like knee or ankle injury. It was against Dimitrov. I'm trying to... Oh well, but that was the first tournament back. He's already bad on clay. Dominating match there. Then Dimitrov versus Katov. Dimitrov also dominated him. 6-0, 6-3, 6-2. A lot of these big favorites dominated today besides the one I took, a.k.a. Holger Rune. I thought he would have been the easiest of the day, but nope, he sucks. And then we got Monterio versus Honkman. We got the absolutely lucky on our over there. Honkman was up two sets in our break, serving for the match, got broken for the first time in the match. And then Monterio was down a mini break three times and then fought and won the set for us and cashed it over. The Monfils Baez is still going on right now, but Baez is up two breaks in the fifth set. Monfils is just too physically cooked to outgrind Baez. But now we can move on to tomorrow's slate, which I'm very excited for. Found that good slate. The first round was all iffy matches. Wasn't too great. Okay, we got Fonini versus Kubler. Let me pull up the odds on these matches. Sorry, I don't know why I don't have that pulled up yet. Fonini is a minus 170 favorite. Kubler is plus 140, plus 3.5 games. I think I like Fonini minus 3.5 games, even though it's scary to ever trust him as a favorite. Or maybe minus 1.5 sets. I don't really like Kubler on the clay. If Fonini is on his A game, he'll win, but always a bit scary with Fonini as a favorite, so probably just a skip for me. Then we got Tsitsipas versus Kabayas Biena. Tsitsipas is a minus 7 game favorite. The over-under is at 33. I feel like this should be an easy one for Tsitsipas, even though, well, they played 5 years ago. It was a battle there, but I feel like this should be an easy one for Tsitsipas. RCB doesn't really have much for him. Tsitsipas kind of just be able to fire away forehands, but maybe under 33 games. I think that might be a play for me. Then we got Offner versus Korda. Interesting match because Korda got his first win back from injury. But it was also against Mackenzie McDonald, which is a very bad clay player. He's 0-6 on the season. He's at... Sorry. Offner's 29-9 on the season, having a very good clay season. He's up to 118 in the world. I think I like either the over here or Offner plus 3.5. Can't really trust quarterback from injury yet. He didn't win a set before this match against McDonald. Like I said, McDonald's a very bad opponent, so you can't really take that into account. And then we got Lorenzo Sonego versus Hugo Humbert. Hugo Humbert is the slight favorite at minus 115. Sonego is minus 105. I think it's just over 3.5 games here. I think we'll get at least one long set, and I don't think anyone wins in straights. Sonego just latest played in Monte Carlo. Sonego won 3-6, 7-5, 7-5. I think we'll kind of have the same case here. I think it will go... Hugo might win, but I think it will be at least a 4-set, 5-set battle. I think I can see 5 sets in this match. And then we got Kokkinakis versus Wawrinka. I like Kokkinakis as a minus 105 favorite, slight underdog. He played an absolute amazing match against Dan Evans. We had the over and didn't even send a chance. Wawrinka can't really play a long match, and I doubt Kokkinakis gets blown out by Wawrinka. If it goes past 3 sets, which that means Kokkinakis just has to win 1 set before Stan wins 3, I think, or wins 2, I mean, I think Wawrinka will gas out before he can play 4 or 5 sets with Kokkinakis. His forehand, Kokkinakis' forehand is one of the best in the world. But that's all he has, really. Very small mental brain. So if he can just play like he did against Dan Evans, I think he should get the dub tomorrow. Then we got Diego Schwartzman versus Nuno Borges. Schwartzman down 0-2 against Zapata Morales and ended up winning the match. Very surprising. Maybe that will give Schwartzman the confidence that he needs. They played on hard courts this season, and Borges won 2-0. But I don't really care about a hard court win. Borges is 3-5 on the clay season, not having a great clay season. Obviously, Schwartzman not having the best either. But I think if I had to take a pick, it's Schwartzman money line. I don't really want to trust Schwartzman as a favorite. But if he plays like he did against Zapata Morales, I think it should be a win for him. Then we got Hurkacz versus Griekspoor. I like the over 39.5 games. I think it has at least 4 sets, and there would definitely be a tiebreaker because Hubert Hurkacz loves him. I think he's played one in almost like every match this season. I don't think that would change tomorrow. If he even goes up a break, you can almost still guarantee a tiebreaker because they'll choke the set and go to a tiebreaker. But I think Hurkacz wins the match, though. Griekspoor's fitness is still pretty bad. Bad ankle injury that he's had all season. Still needs to get surgery on it. Then we got Matteo Arnaldi versus Denis Shapovalov. I like Arnaldi money line here, I think, at minus 120 or the over 38 games. Shapovalov got a good win against Nakashima in 5 sets, but Arnaldi is a much more of a grinder and will test Shapovalov's injured knee. And Arnaldi is a much more natural clay quarter than Nakashima is. Nakashima isn't a good clay quarter, and it still took Shapo 5 sets to beat Nakashima. Shapovalov's never gotten past the second round in the French Open. I don't think that changes. Then we got Carlos Alcaraz versus Taro Daniel. Alcaraz is -6,600. -10.5 favorite game, or -10.5 favorite. Do I want to bet Alcaraz at that many games? No. What's 3-0 at? 3-0 for Alcaraz is -360. That could be a play, I guess. I don't think he should drop his head against Taro Daniel. Might use that as a parlay piece tomorrow if I have something that I need or run that juice. And then we got Mute versus Andre Rublev. Andre Rublev is a -8.5 game favorite. The over-under is at 31.5. Rublev kind of struggled with Jetta, but ended up coming back 1-3-1. Mute doesn't have a back end because of shoulder injury, and Rublev should be able to attack that with his big forehand. It's kind of interesting because Mute, a player like him, can frustrate Rublev. But I think Rublev should get it done maybe under 31.5 games. I think he'll get at least a double break in one set, so you can kind of afford him to go to a tiebreaker in another set if it needs to happen. 3-0 is at, what are the odds on 3-0 for Rublev? -185. Can also play that just in case it does go over. And then we got Kiran Khachanov versus Albot. Khachanov got lucky to get past Lustin. Lustin kind of, he was injured in the middle of the fourth set or fifth, I can't remember. Khachanov is dealing with some sort of injury that's lingering from Rome. Albot not having too bad of a season. Albot to win a set is -135. I like that there. I think. Oh, Bovada finally has over 3.5 set bets. I love that. I've been waiting for those. For some reason, they don't have them for the first round matches. Very stupid. But I think I like over 3.5 sets there, or I'm about to win a set. Kind of the same juice. And then we got RBA versus Rallis. RBA is -5 game favorite, -250 on the money line. I don't see a reason why to bet this match tomorrow. There's so much better matches. They played one time, Rallis won, and straight 7-6, 7-5. Rallis is not having too great of a season, 14-12. RBA is 4-5 on the clay. Yeah, I probably just skip that match. Let me see what the odds are on over 3.5 sets. Well, this match doesn't have it for some reason. Whatever. Maybe it will later. But for now, it's a skip for me. Then we got Musetti versus Shevchenko. Maybe Musetti -1.5 sets. Shevchenko kind of struggled really badly on his serve against Oscar Atta. And I don't think that will change with Musetti. It will be even harder to hold against him. Musetti -1.5 sets is -200. Well, that might be a parlay piece, or his money line is a parlay piece. I think he gets it done tomorrow. We only got a couple more matches to go over. We got Lucas Pouille versus Cameron Norrie. Everyone is going to be on Poi money line at +290. I don't mind it because Norrie's been struggling and Poi will have huge fan support tomorrow, which is always nice to have. What's over 3.5 sets? Damn, dude. Over 3.5 sets at -155. A little juicy, but I think I like that. I think Pulley will snag a set. We're not having the best season and can always rely on him to kind of have a couple bad games. Djokovic versus Vucevic. Vucevic always gives Djokovic problems, and I don't think that will change tomorrow. I think I like Vucevic to win a set at +155. Pretty good bet to me tomorrow, I think. Djokovic still not at his best, and don't really want to. It would probably be a half unit play for me. Don't want to put too much against Djokovic. Can always find his GOAT form that he is. But for now, he's still struggling, and we'll take the plus money for a guy that's won a set in 3 out of 4 matches against him already when he was in better form. And then, do we have any more matches to go over? Note that is the last match for tomorrow. Tomorrow is my favorite slate so far of the tournament. Hopefully we can have a better day. Holger Rune absolutely messed up a great day today. And then Halys had the worst first set I've ever seen from anyone. And I hope we can have a normal day of betting. No bad luck or anything. Just if we make a bad read, let it lose. Or we can get lucky. But if we have a good play, just let it win. No fluke losses or anything. Tired of that stuff. But let's have a good fourth day of the French Open. I will see you guys tomorrow.